Welcome to the series by Christopher Peter, part of your experience with the Christopher Peter Review. In this episode, I am going to discuss the takeaways from this year's baseball season, the importance of voting in a rational manner, and why the Christopher Peter Review is slightly different than you remember. Let us start off with baseball. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. They won their 8th World Series title in their history, the first one in a while in front of an actual crowd. Back in 2020, in the midst of a pandemic, the Dodgers won the World Series against the Tampa Bay Rays in a series that every game was played in Texas. This year, the Dodgers took on the New York Yankees in their own vaunted lineup that featured Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Gerrit Cole, and a host of other stars, but the Dodgers countered with Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and their own vaunted lineup that was missing future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw. Imagine what this series would have looked like if he was on the mound. Maybe the Yankees do not even win a game. The World Series featured two of the highest-spending teams in the league. Other high-spending teams like the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies made the playoffs and had pretty good seasons. Baseball is my second favorite sport, a close second to football. My love for the Eagles is almost exact in my love for my Phillies. Nothing could compare to the feeling of watching the Phillies winning the World Series in 2008, except for the moment when the Philadelphia Eagles won their Super Bowl. For some, baseball is no longer America's pastime, but it is a sport most of us played when we were younger, one of the most global games played with leagues all over the world, and players all over the globe seeking an opportunity to play in the biggest sports market in the world. That is symbolic of this year's season. The biggest star in the game right now is the modern-day's Babe Ruth imported from Japan and Shohei Ohtani, who is a great hitter and above-average pitcher entertaining baseball fans across the globe. For his first couple seasons, many people did not get to really see his talents outside of highlights. He played for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whose games are late, and the team did not enjoy great success despite great talent like all-world Mike Trout. That all changed when Ohtani decided it was time to take his talents to a more competitive team, where he selected the Los Angeles Dodgers and was joined by another superstar from the Japanese Baseball League, Yamamoto, who was unhittable for his last three seasons in Japan. The Dodgers began a full-scale global super team with talent like no other, only comparable really to the New York Yankees. At first, I was skeptical about how well baseball would thrive heading into a season where a super team with talent above all would do. Unlike the NFL, Major League Baseball does not have a hard cap. They are spending thresholds where teams have to pay luxury taxes for high salaries, but it is less restrictive than even basketball's spending control system with luxury taxes, but prescribed salaries. In baseball, the salaries can escalate, and the have teams can sometimes dominate the have-nots. For instance, the New York Yankees have the most World Series titles than anyone else, largely because of the vaunted wealth advantage. New York is a wealthy city, and the Yankees are the featured team that always has the funds to acquire star players. In football, the Dallas Cowboys are the richest sports team in the world. Not just the richest football team, but the richest team in any sport. But their vast wealth has not guaranteed a Super Bowl win or even an appearance because the league has great parity due to the hard cap. But baseball, money can buy wins. Or at least it used to. For a sport that is long on tradition and slow to change, slight changes have made a big impact on the competitive landscape. Opening up opportunity with the wild card and increasing the wild card has fostered a more competitive environment. Unlike the past, more teams still have a mathematical chance of making the postseason when the trade deadline comes. Teams are no longer simply trading away their contracts to the Yankees and Red Sox to rebuild for the next season. Imagine if the Mets gave up Alonso, Lindor, or others key to the late-season magical run. Baseball is great with tradition, more so than any other sport, but it did need to increase the competition. And this was the right change. Increasing the competition, along with making the game more active, helped boost the success and growth it enjoyed this season. Despite the early controversy over the rule changes, the games are more exciting as the pitchers have to throw the next pitch rather than stewing over a bad call by the umpire or the pitch selection from their catcher. Baseball is heading in the right direction and the sport is getting more attractive. But does having the most expensive teams make the championship rounds a bad thing like it is basketball? I do not think so. Unlike with super teams in basketball, the Dodgers were probably not the favorite in most people's mind until later in the postseason. For much of the season, the Phillies were a hot pick because no one played better over the first half than them. The Mets were the hottest team in the second half. It was not a straight and narrow path like you see in the NBA. Many teams played the Dodgers well and could reasonably beat them when it mattered, but the Padres did not seal the deal, and the Mets and Yankees did not live up to the moment. Next year should be very interesting. The Yankees, Mets, and others will retool. The Phillies will make upgrades. The Astros will do the same. And teams like Milwaukee, Baltimore, and Tampa Bay will try to compete with value deals that generate absurd amounts of wins. The Dodgers will have Otani in the batter's box and on the mound next year, but it does not mean that the other teams will simply step aside, unless it's the Miami Marlins. Congratulations again to the Dodgers. Tomorrow is Election Day, and it is important that you go out and cast a ballot to let your voice be heard if you have not already. Usually, I vote on Election Day, but this year I voted early because I will not be in town during Election Day and figured I might not make it back in time. Too many people are not happy with the direction our society is going but do not vote. They feel that one ballot does not make a difference, but not voting ensures that you cannot make a difference. Our democracy remains strong only if the people vote and feel free to voice their opinions. There is so much pressure, manufactured tension, and hysteria during elections, especially presidential elections, but our nation will survive regardless of who wins. The situation will just be different. Clearly, I believe the better outcome will occur with a Trump victory because Kamala does not appear to be prepared, and I see qualities that reflect poor leadership and judgment in her. She also holds views that are simply ineffective and not good public policy, despite trying to appear moderate. But I do not view either as a bad person simply because I disagree with their policy. The problem with our politics is that people demonize their opponents. We can do better, but the stakes are high and each side does not want to be the party that blinks first. The original platform for the Christopher Peter Review was a blog discussing our public policy and our economy. As a political economist, I provided my commentary in the form of a weekly blog. Eventually, I shifted to a podcast format. But my goal is to balance both formats on one platform, sort of a blogcast with content discussing public policy and our economy, sports and entertainment, and investing in our business community. Although I do not offer financial advice, I do share my insights on brands that we commonly use as well as give my rationale for investing in certain assets that help fund this publication. I feel that investing is important, whether doing so personally or with the help of a licensed professional. I do not think it is smart to completely invest based on what you hear on a podcast or broadcast, but that information should inspire you to look further in that asset or to broach the topic with your financial advisor. Mostly, I look to show these brands from a market perspective so that you can understand beyond just your love of their product. Are they performing effectively, ethically, or are they working their way to being the next blockbuster, as in the video store? The Christopher Peter Review will provide with a broad array of information weekly. I hope that you enjoy the content and I will always work to make it the best it can possibly be. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Remember, I do not offer financial advice. I am simply sharing my experience in investing to help promote investing. If you are interested in investing, please reach out to a licensed financial professional who can create customized financial plan that is unique to your situation.